hello and welcome to Faith Walk Radio. My name is Susan F. Rosario, and I am the host of Faith Walk Radio. I am here every week, same time right here on KKHT 100.7 The Word, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. And the good news today is God's promise to you and I is that He would be with us wherever we go. So be worry-free today, folks. Yes, be worry-free because the Lord can see you and hear you at all times. You are never all alone. You got it? So today's message focuses on how to surrender all to God. How to surrender all that seems to keep you from the promise of God, from prospering in many areas of your life. And when I say prosper, I mean to succeed in all areas of your life. Prosper in good health, healing, finances, growing in love, joy, peace, trusting and believing that good things will come to you in due season. You got it? So moving on, the scripture of the day comes from the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verses 8 through 12. Also, first thought of the day is this. As a result, learning how to prosper in many areas of your life will lead you to success in many areas of your life, because to prosper in God means to live in His promise, and His promise includes you thriving and arriving in certain areas of your life, overcoming and winning the battle over your fears and failures, living in all those God possibilities. You got it? I hope you find today's message encouraging and helpful, more importantly, instrumental in drawing you closer to God. So as I move on and into the message today, I want to first lay down the message foundation, which is focusing on your past, your present, and your future. Because folks, if you can't get over the past, you won't be able to live in your present situation in peace, hope, love, joy, forgiveness, all of the above, right? So if you can't get over the past, how do you live right today? You got it? So today's message focuses on your past, your present, and your future, which makes surrendering to the promise of God. So here it is, folks. The past, the present, and the future is the sum of all your actions. That's right. Your past, your present, and your future is the sum of all those things and situations you acted on previously or currently dealing with right now. You got it? So as a result of that, you are where you are today based on the sum of all your actions. From yesterday and today, that will set up how your future plays out later down the line in your life. You got it? So previously or currently, you are who you are today. You are the sum of all your actions. Yes, you are the sum of all your actions right now in your right now time, which is this moment. And what I mean by the sum of all your actions, let me first give you the definition of the word sum. And here it is, a total amount you arrive at by adding up multiple things or the total amount of something that exists. Let me give you that definition again. A total amount you arrive at by adding up multiple things or the total amount of something that exists. So, the total amount of something that exists, in reference to my point here, is what you decide to surrender to in your life determines where you end up tomorrow, the day after tomorrow, and so forth. You got it? So to that point, if you surrender to God in order to live in His promise today, then you are in good hands. But if you surrender to all of your fears and worries, then guess what? Be afraid and worry on. Make sense? You see, folks, your past does not define you. When you surrender all to God, your past will not define who you are in Christ today, because as the Word of God says, old things have passed away, all things have become new. When you surrender to the promise of God, when you surrender in His perfect will for your life, you are a new person in Christ. You got it? Now, for those who missed last week's show on finding your purpose in God, I'm going to read a scripture here in a few minutes, and I taught on, and that was 2 Corinthians 5:7, which connects my thoughts in today's message on surrendering to the promise. And here's one of the scriptures I taught on. Again, 2 Corinthians 5:7, and it states, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So again, your past does not define you when you surrender all to God. You are defined by the Word of God. You are defined by who you are in Christ. You become a new creation. Again, the Word of God states, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So no, folks, your past and your present mistakes does not define your future. When you surrender all to God, you are covered. Yes, you are covered by the blood of Jesus. You got it? So again, I say, when you surrender to the promise of God, and what I mean by the promise, as I said a few minutes ago, when you surrender to the promise of God, it includes thriving and arriving in certain areas of your life, overcoming and winning the battle over your fears and failures, living in all those God possibilities. You got it? Are you getting my point here today? I hope so. And I want to move on and into the main focus today. Again, you are listening to Faith Walk Radio. I am your host, Susan F. Rosario, and I am here every week sharing the good news of Jesus Christ, the Bible, the Word of God, all of the above. And I want to continue on in helping you surrender today to all those God possibilities. Surrender your heart, surrender your worry, your fear, surrendering all to God. And by surrendering all to God, you are surrendering to the promise. And the God promise, again, is thriving and arriving in certain areas of your life, overcoming and winning the battle over your fears and failures, simply living in all those God possibilities, folks. You got it? So moving on, another scripture I want to share with you before I dive into the main scripture of the day here, and that is 1 Peter 5, 6 through 11, and it states, therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due season, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, established, strengthened, and settled you, to him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. Powerful scriptures, folks. Now let me just read verse 6 and 7 really quick, and it states, therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. So again, folks, you see here, your past, your present, and your future is the sum of all your actions. Right now time, when you surrender to the promise of God, right now, surrendering your past, your present, and your future, you are casting all your care upon him. Remember, the scripture says, for he cares for you. So he is going to be there to carry all of your burdens for you. Make sense? So moving on again, your past, your present, and your future is the sum of all your actions. And yes, I know, folks, your present situation, your right now situations, which is something currently taking place, can be very challenging at times. To overcome obstacles or, say, hurdles, which are those pre-existing challenges that are difficult to see past sometimes, so then fear and worry occupies your time, lasting several years possibly? Yes, I understand that right now time and right now present situations are difficult to surrender. Surrender to God. Surrender to the promise. Give it all up. I know it's difficult to do that. And oftentimes causing your future to be put on hold until you can mentally and physically push past those pre-existing challenges, and pre-existing in terms of overcoming your past and present fears and worries. Got it? Are you still with me? I hope you're still with me here, folks. I am attempting to establish here today that our past and our present life can complicate things a bit if we don't know how to surrender to the promise. You see, when you surrender to the promise, you are living a faith-established life with God. You are living a faith-established life with God. You have no fear, no worries. You are living in the promise of God because God said he would never leave you nor forsake you, right? So you are living on that and you are waking up every day and you are celebrating life because you are saying, I've cast all of my fears and worries on the Lord. I am going to surrender to his promise. He has promised to never leave me. He has promised to prosper me. He has promised to give me hope. He has promised me all of these things. So you have to surrender to the promise by giving up the past and not allowing the present to kill your hope and to kill your spirit in Christ. You got it? So, folks, the wisdom lies in not allowing your past and your present state or situations to define your future. The wisdom lies in not allowing your past and your present state or situations to define your future. So the book of Joshua chapter 1, verse 8 and 9 will complete my thought here, and it states, this book of law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Wow. Again, this book of law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Wow, folks, the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. You got it? So in verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Wow, this book, folks, this book. Again, I have to say it, this book shall not depart from your mouth. What book? The book of the Bible, meaning you are to read it, meditate on it, and to do everything it says to do. It shall not depart from you. He made it very simple. The roadmap to success. Study and meditate on the Word of God, which will give you your strength. Then you can stand on your faith and you can become prosperous and succeed in the will of God. Make sense? So let me give you the definition of depart really quick. Diverge or deviate. Do not exit from or stray from. So if we do not quit from reading and acting on the Word of God, the Bible, and constantly meditate on what you have read and do everything it tells you to do, then you will prosper and be successful, folks. It is just that simple. It may not be prospering in the way you think, because when you surrender to the promise of God and you are living in his will, all things change, because now you have the mindset of Christ. Now you have the heart of Christ. And so your desires become different. So again, this book of law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. So if you don't allow the Bible to just sit on your shelf and collect dust and read it and study it and do everything in it and meditate on it, your thoughts are about the Word of God. What you think is about the Word of God, what you do is about the Word of God, you will prosper and you will succeed. It says, for then you will make your way prosperous and then you will have good success. Wow, right? Good stuff today, folks. I have to take a break here shortly, but one last point I want to make before I do. And here it states it all, Matthew chapter 16, verse 24 through 28. And it reads, then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will reward each according to his works. Assuredly, I say to you, there are some standing here who shall not taste death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. I want to end on a break just right there. Meditate on that, think about that, and I will be right back. Also, a shout out to my sponsor, GFDM, Web Design and Marketing. They sponsor the show every week, and I am so grateful. And here's a little bit more information on GFDM Web Design and Marketing, the best website design marketing firm around. Again, here's a little bit more information on GFDM Web Design and Marketing, and I will be right back.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Are you ready to grow your business on the internet? Begin today by hiring GFDM Web Design and Marketing to build you a professional and competitive website. GFDM prides itself on branding and marketing your products and services with an outstanding website that will better communicate you and your business. GFDM Web Design and Marketing is one of the industry's best and creative web design and marketing firms that is known for helping businesses grow on multiple levels. GFDM Web Design and Marketing Firm is affordable, creative, and can help any business compete in today's market. Call today for a special discount price or visit the website at gfdmwebdesign.com, gfdmwebdesign.com, and you'll also enter to win a free website for your company. Begin building a household name for you and your business on the internet today with GFDM Web Design and Marketing. Call 844-WEB-POWER. That's 844-WEB-POWER.
Hello, this is Susan F. Rosario, and I want to take this opportunity to invite you all to join me online for 30 days for a Faith Walk Daily Devotional. Every day for 30 days, beginning April 6th. All you have to do is log on to faithwalkradio.com and join the movement. The next step is to take a few minutes every day and begin setting your hopes and dreams in motion. Again, I want to invite you to sign up at faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com, and join the Faith Walk Daily Devotional Movement online, again beginning April 6th for 30 days, and see just how putting your faith to work will produce positive results. Remember, faith is an action, not an emotion. So act now and join the movement. Go to faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com, and sign up to be a part of the Faith Walk Daily Devotional. Again, sign up today at faithwalkradio.com.
Now back to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Well, hello, I am back on the other side of the break, ready to conclude today's message today, folks. You are listening to Faith Walk Radio. I am your host, Susan F. Rosario, and I am here every week sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. We have had a great time today. The title of the message today is Surrendering to the Promise. The message focus today is helping you overcome the past in order to deal in your present right now time to ultimately have a prosperous good life with God. I want to read Matthew 6:24-28 as I did before the break really quick, and it reads, "Then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man will come in his glory for his Father with his angels, and then he will reward each according to his works. Assuredly, I say to you, there are some standing here who shall not taste death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." That is a powerful scripture, folks. So as I come to a close today, here is something to think about throughout your day today, and that is, what will you give in exchange for your soul? Are you willing to give up your soul in exchange to follow the Word of God? Are you looking to follow everything else but God? If that is you, you might want to rethink some things today, folks, because your soul is on the line. My final thought of the day is this. Your past, your present, and your future is, in fact, the sum of all your actions. However, every minute, every second, every hour, and every day of your life counts for something, folks. Counts for something. If you say yes to the Lord today and start thriving in the promise of God right now, nothing on this earth will ever be able to take away what rightly belongs to you. So I say one last time, folks, it is time to surrender to the promise. I have to say goodbye for now. It has been great ministering to you in the Word of God today. I will return next week with another show. My time today has come to an end, though. Before I go, as always, here is a song I hope will inspire you to know that you are not alone. Take a listen to Faith Walk, and I will be right back.
Stone by stone. Brick by brick, please build. I'm not alone, by you I am healed. I need your help to get me through the day. Faithful Savior, hear my cry, I pray.
To Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Well, hello, I am back. You are listening to Faith Walk Radio. I am your host, Susan F. Rosario, and this is it. This will conclude today's show, folks. I've had a great time. I want you to do one thing for me, and that's remember God is love, joy, peace, forgiveness, all-knowing. And if that wasn't enough, He left you with the gift of the Holy Spirit to help you see Him through the eyes of your faith. Until next time, in Godspeed.
Faithful Savior, hear my cry, I pray.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.